Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I discovered something that's a life hack, and I'm so inspired that I feel like I haven't tried it yet. I heard from a friend that this works. I don't go to this store anymore.
This is the greatest thing ever.
Isn't it?
And it's just at this store, or can I try it at another store? Okay.
It's
so easy, too.
So here's the life hack that we've been told, and we haven't tried it. And I almost don't want to. God, you know what I hate about cool life hacks like this one?
They're going to take it and run with it.
Yeah, and then once people start doing it, then the company's going to figure it out, and you're not going to be able to.
Right, and then you're going to say, I thought of that. They're going to go, yeah, you didn't.
So if you're ever at one of those big box stores that sells things in bulk.
Okay, that narrows it down.
This friend said that if you're there. If you've ever been to one of those, like at lunchtime, it's the worst thing.
Insane. That's why I avoid that.
Oh, God. It's the carts are huge, and everybody's got like 4,000 things in their cart, and then they're backed up like 8 deep.
Oh, God.
To try to check out.
Right.
And if you're trying to even go around by the granola and stuff that's up in the front, you can't even, you have to commit to which lane you're going to check out in, halfway back to the back of the store.
Oh, that's not fun.
It's not good at all. But, and that's sometimes because they only have like 4 checkers going.
Oh, put in more.
So this is the way to get them to put in more. You walk up to the front near where all the people are and they're checking, and you get your phone out and kind of hold it above your head and look as if you're trying to take a video of how many people are waiting to get to one of the 4 checkers. And you got to make sure somebody who looks like a manager sees you doing it. Because when they do, this company doesn't like bad.
Mm.
They don't like to see bad information, bad pictures to be put in a bad light on social media. So if they see somebody about to post something that looks like, oh, my God, the lines here were ridiculous, they'll immediately open other lanes.
Wow. That easy. That fun.
I don't know that it really works.
Okay, you got to go there at lunch hour. Yeah.
I let my membership expire.
Oh, man. You can't even get in the building?
Will you pay me for a new membership to test it?
But you're like the platinum.
Yeah,
I got the 100.
Come on. It's $100.
A month.
A year. Pay for my membership. I'll go try it tomorrow.
Okay, whatever. That doesn't.
Come on, man. Okay. I'll buy you some smokes.
They have good wine there, too, don't they? Have a good, booze selection over there. Okay. All right.
Hand me the 100 and I'll go do this
tonight. Oh, well.
Oh, I'm good for it, Slacks. I'll Venmo ya. You don't even know what that is.
You're right.
So, I mean, that's the life hack that got us.
That is a great, that is simple. It's brilliant.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So try it at any store. I don't know that it works at every store. I don't know if you're going to be at Target.
Oh, but as long as there's few lanes open and a lot of people,
yeah, you got to guilt them into opening more lanes.
That is awesome.
So if you got a life hack, we want to hear about it. Now, they don't just have to be about shortening lines. Some of the ones we have here, I'd never heard of. And they can be about anything. Listen to this one. Put a little bit of water in a glass when you're about to microwave pizza.
Why?
And put it in there. Apparently, your pizza won't get chewy.
Oh, because that's what I hate about the microwave.
Everything gets chewy.
Yeah, that's why I broil it in the oven. Because then it stays crispy.
But then it gets too dry.
Well, but it stays crispy, though. I want it crispy. I don't want
You'd
it all
floppy.
You'd
rather have crispy than chewy.
Kinda, yeah. But that'll prevent chewy in the microwave.
I'm going to say this. The water glass, this was my life hack as it relates to water and a microwave. I take a glass of water and I microwave it for like 2 minutes. And then take it out and then put my microwave popcorn in.
What does that do to the popcorn?
There's humidity in the air, so it makes the popcorn, it just...
soggy?
No, almost all the kernels will pop then. You know how you do microwave popcorn and at the end there's just that 2 palmfuls of unpopped, like the Old Maids are down in the bottom?
I'll just pop it for longer.
No, but if you pop it for longer, they burn.
You get that nice tint. There's a wheelhouse.
Because there's some idiot who works here yeah. who doesn't know the rule. Because every day you come walking around the corner, you're like, Who burned popcorn? Like, I wanted all the curtains. Yeah, I know what you wanted.
So doing water first will pop all, no more Old Maids.
Something about, there's still a few, but there's something about the humidity in the air that makes more of them pop open.
Wow. But it could be crispy, though. It won't be soggy popcorn. Like humid popcorn.
I don't think it's
like
humid.
Popcorn ball
now you're
popcorn.
Making second guess. No, I think it's still good.
Okay,
I think.
Cool. I might try that.
I wonder if you could leave the water in there while you're doing it.
Mm.
If it works on the pizza.
Yeah, you. Well,
you would
I don't
think,
know.
Right?
I got a lot of stuffing in that microwave.
You're right.
The big bag of popcorn.
I have a huge convection oven microwave.
Nice.
It's a wolf.
Okay. By the way, I know how you can get free food at any drive-thru at any fast food restaurant.
Is this an actual life hack or is this a theory?
No, this is a hack.
I can tell by the way you're saying.
Whatever, it's a hack.
It's not an actual hack. What's your hack?
Okay, you go there, you put in your order, mm-hmm. and then when you go up to the pay window and they tell you like it's like $8 or whatever, you just go, oh, they said it was like that pay forward thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is paid for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
who would have told you that it was paid forward?
Them.
That, isn't that the same person you're talking to right now?
Someone said back there, no.
With the headset,
no, the
same
car
person
back there.
Going, oh, the car back there.
Which one of the people
it's
in
like,
the line?
You mean me, the guy who said, welcome to McDonald's, can I take your order? And like, yeah, you said, pay it forward, guy, got me.
No, it was like the motorist.
Oh, the motorist said,
I thought it was, this is
oh,
the pay it forward.
He gave you the universal hand signal for pay it forward.
Right.
And so then you think.
And they just let you go. They give you
$5 an hour, McDonald's boy is going to go, oh, well, then, sure, I'll comp it. There seems to be some sort of miscommunication.
Yeah, on their part. It's pay it forward. It's a free-for-all in there. You don't know what's going on.
Here's an admission from me.
What's that?
I have zero proof that holding your phone up at Costco is going to make them open up another line. And so I'm not positive that my life hack is real.
Okay.
But I'm 100% positive that yours isn't.
No, it's a hack. You
no,
gotta try.
It's not a hack. It's you trying to work around the man. You know, I heard on Soccer and Steve, you could do this.
You see?
And they're going to be
just
like,
be that person in
you
line.
Listen to Soccer and Steve, you don't deserve free food. You don't get anything.
Because then the line will back up behind. They just want to get you through the line. They're going, yes, it's covered. Go on.
That's not.
You got your free food.
That's
you,
not how it works.
You just drive away.
I think that might work at Chick-fil-A is the only place that might work. Because they're really nice there.
Oh, and they might go
They'd
ahead.
Be like, it's my pleasure, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, so there you go. Say, you approved my life hack. Just do this now at Chick-fil-A. It's guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed.
Yep.
Because eventually they're going to be like, Slacker and Steve, please stop telling people to just do the pay it forward thing. Oh, Jesus.
Just try it once. I'll try yours. You try mine.
You're going to go to Costco?
Yep.
You don't even know how to feign taking a picture with your phone. They'll be like, this guy's out there just holding his phone backwards. We don't know what he's trying to do. I think he's trying to do that thing we heard on the radio, but I'm not opening any lanes. Here's one I have to try tonight.
Oh, we got another. That's a good one.
This is a life hack.
Okay. Better than mine.
So here's what happens. Some days I don't have enough time to finish my laundry before I come to work.
Okay.
So I get it started. And with the high efficiency stuff, you can't leave your clothes in the washer.
No, you should.
Because it'll get all moldy and smell
gaming.
Like,
wah.
Yeah. So what I do is today I got it all done in the washer and then I moved it over and I looked over and it was like, I got to go. So I started the dryer. And it dried, but then now they're just sitting there.
Yeah,
so when
wrinkly,
I get home, they're going to be wrinkly.
Big ball.
Now here's a life hack. Somebody submitted this, so I can't say that it's true, but it said if you put ice cubes in the dryer,
mm-hmm,
it'll get the wrinkles out. Because as
then
you're drying the clothes,
okay, then turn it on.
They're melting and they're getting your clothes just enough
damp
that they have to re-dry.
Okay, so
mind blown.
Okay, wait. Huh? Do I take a whole tray of ice?
Jesus, Steve, I don't know.
Is
how
it
much
pea
clothes
ice?
You got in
what kind of? I don't
yes.
know. What kind
Stop
of?
Stop by Sonic and try your scam with like, no, it's a bad for it. Also, they said they're throwing in a bag of the pea ice for my dryer.
They'll let you come, man. They just want
to. Can I be honest?
What?
There are days even I can't listen to our show. But I have no choice. I've tried changing stations in my headphones, and they keep forcing this crap on me. I don't.
There is that. So I take ice, like a bag of ice, and I pour it.
I don't think it's a bag, Steve.
Oh, just some ice.
I think that's a lot.
Handful. Okay. And then I turn the dryer on, and then it gets it damp.
Here's why I liked that one at first, and then I remembered, I have a really nice dryer that has
it's a wolf.
Steam mode. I just go steam.
I was going to say, I have that mode, but yeah, I think we all have that mode.
But if you don't.
Just take
If you're my parents living up in Longmont with their Maytag dryer that they bought, my parents don't even use a dryer. That's a fact.
I know. She hangs them.
She hangs crap online. She's like, it rained today, so I didn't get anything dry. I'm like, what?
So I attach the ice cube to the pieces. Okay,
what? You have birds flying over your clothes on the line with ice cubes attached to them. So you need to train homing pigeons.
What a hack, man. This one is, wow. It's supposed to make life easier, I thought. It's really...
Okay, so here's some of the life hacks we're going to tell you in a few minutes. Pain-free picture hanging. We have another ice cube hack.
Oh, what do you do with that?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
And it doesn't even involve a dryer.
Ice is pretty universal.
On paper, this seemed like it was going to be a really good idea, and then I forgot you and I were going to be talking first.
Okay.
If we could have just said life hacks and went straight to the phones, it would have been
great, but now we just...
And now we've got people so confused, they're like, I don't know, I think they're taking calls about ice cubes. Just call. Remember that thing with the ice cubes? I have a tray that makes them look like the Millennium Falcon. Perfect.
Put those in the tray. What's that other ice one? I've got to
close
your eyes.
I'll tell you in a second. Okay. All right. If you've got a great life hack, a real one.
Mine is the best. You get free food.
Yeah. And if anybody's near a fast food restaurant and wants to try that, you could let us know how bad that one fails.
Just take some ice with you.
Yes. Pick up some pea ice from... If you got a good life hack and you're still listening, please call. So what's your life hack?
Okay, so, Steve, I know how to actually get free food through the
drive-thru. Jesus, don't do this.
Okay, no, this is cool. How do we do it?
Okay, so you go through the drive-thru, especially at, like, Chick-fil-A or McDonald's.
Okay.
Or Starbucks. You can go through and say, hey, I was here yesterday for lunch, and you guys gave me the wrong food. And 100 times out of 100 times, they will give you free food.
Oh, my God. That is easier than my life hack. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They're still lying and deception involved with yours, which is awesome. But holy smokes, that is...
You just ruined it.
Do it, because that's how I get free lunch.
Oh, my God. You go back to the same one over?
I know, but everybody's going to do it now, and now it's your life hack just got killed.
Oh, I know. Let's just keep it.
I had to put in my 2 cents for Steve, because his isn't going to work.
His is definitely not going to work.
Yeah, you get to be the victim in mine.
Thank you for the call, Jessica.
That was brilliant.
Was. It's over now.
Everyone hurry up and get down to do it now.
Yes, if you're near a fast food place, you've got about 5 minutes left before this life hack is shut down. Susie?
Hi.
What's your life hack?
Well, speaking of ice cubes, if you know how when you move furniture and the carpet's all indented from the furniture?
Yes.
You put an ice cube on it, and the carpet will come right back up. You just let
shut
it down, and it'll
your
come right back
is that real?
It's real. I've done it a million times. The only issue is my chocolate lab loves to eat ice cubes.
So you have to keep him out while you're doing your hack.
But it'll bring the carpet, the nap, back up.
I've sat there with a hairbrush and tried to get it to come back. When I'm like moving out of an apartment, and I'm like, I've had my big old sectional on it forever.
Can we...
Yep.
Can we use one of Slacker's milk cubes?
Yes. Will a milk cube work?
No, that'd be stinky.
Yeah, no, milk cube is out. But hey, that is a killer hack. Thank you, Susie. Karen?
Yay!
What's your hack?
Oh, you may not like it, but it's a definite great hack. If you get blood on your clothing, you know the way to get it out?
I swear to God, if you say ice cubes, I'm going to lose it.
Ice cubes.
You shut up! What?
There's no doubt. You try it. I mean, the bloodiest of all blood. You put ice cubes, soak it in cold water, and then soak it with ice cubes with a towel underneath it. Vanishes.
And the blood just soaks right through the ice cube.
Nothing else will you find that gets blood out, but ice cubes will definitely do it.
Would you get this from Dexter? How did you, where did you?
I'm trying to figure out what you do for a living that you need to get blood out as often as you do.
A nurse.
Oh, wow.
So you freeze the blood out. It
kind of, wow. That's
clever.
Actually, that was a hack my mother gave me. That was probably the best advice my mom ever taught me.
That is awesome.
Your mom sounds like a true serial killer, which is awesome. Thank you, Karen. It's my fault or is it your fault that we're getting all the ice cube stories? Adam?
Yay.
Life hacks.
My life hack is when you have hiccups, you drink a glass of water with a paper towel over top of it, and you drink through the paper towel. That gets rid of your hiccups through the suction.
Wait. How'd this go?
Then you're drinking cotton water. That's disgusting.
Well, there's the downside.
Your body is like retching, and that's what, like, it changes one emotion into another emotion. You didn't actually get rid of the hiccups. You just made yourself sick from drinking paper. I mean, okay. If you have the hiccups, go out and grab a big pile of dog poop. Shove it on your bottom lip. Oh my God, my hiccups are gone. I have poop mouth, but no hiccups.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.